Welcome back to Disclaimers Aside, a podcast where I share the raw and honest stories of people in my community, Disclaimers Aside. I'm your host, Aisata Amadou, and let's dive into today's episode. Happy New Year, everyone. This episode is going to be going up on New Year's Eve, not exactly on New Year's Day, just because of the posting schedule for Disclaimers Aside. But I'm sure most of you guys are probably going to listen to this on January 1st, inshallah, or sometime after, because I'm sure a lot of you guys are busy prepping for New Year's Eve. I'm so happy to be back to podcasting. Genuinely, taking the month off of December was really nice for me because it allowed me to focus on finals and just take some time to myself to relax. It was definitely a much needed break. And I think taking that month off has also just renewed in me creative energy for the new year. But I did miss podcasting, and I'm so happy to announce that this is the start of season two of Disclaimers Aside. We got to start off this episode by addressing the new cover art. As I mentioned in the final episode of season one, I wanted to have a cover design change for season two. Obviously, I loved the art for season one. My friend Nikki designed it, which I thought was really cool, but I kind of like the idea of new cover art for every season. It just feels like a fresh, brand new season when there's new cover art. And a lot of the podcasts that I personally listen to, they renew their cover art with every season. Unintentionally, this new cover art ended up being a very similar color scheme as season one, but I'm still happy with the design. I would say the only thing is definitely season one's cover art looks more like me, but this time I actually commissioned Tatiana from French 75 Studios to design this cover art. Tatiana is an illustrator and a designer from Anaheim, California, and I actually hope to interview her in this first episode, but unfortunately an emergency came up, so we weren't able to schedule a recording before this episode was supposed to go live. But I'm hoping sometime this year that I can have her back as a guest, and that way we can have like more of a fuller conversation. She can kind of share more about her work, because I do want her to kind of speak to her process, and I love what she does. So she's now based in Fort Worth, Texas. Under the name French 75 Studios, she creates illustrations inspired by a mix of nostalgia and present day. She depicts timeless illustrations of her interpretation of everyday life. You can find more about her on her website. It's french75studios.com/about. I'll have the link to that in the show notes so you guys can check out her portfolio, or you can check out her work on Instagram, which is French75Studios. The way that I kind of discovered her actually was through a friend who shared her Instagram and suggested that I reach out to her for the cover art for season two. She's been so great to work with. We've been working together for the past couple months. I kind of sent her a little bit of an idea of like what I wanted the podcast art to look like, and then she came up with a sketch with it, and she was really gracious about just hearing my feedback and trying to incorporate my feedback into the final result. So it was a wonderful collaboration, and I was so happy to be able to work with a Black creative and be able to support a Black-owned business. So check out her work. Her designs are absolutely stunning, and I'm so thankful that she was able to design the cover for season two of Disclaimers Aside. So recently, what has been going on in my life? It's been a while since we've caught up. For winter break, my cousin Huria is actually visiting from Kentucky. Huria is going to be a guest on Disclaimers Aside for season two, so you guys will be able to hear her episode and hear kind of her story in the future. But she's visiting us for winter break, and so her and my sister Raqia and I have just been going around all of SoCal. We've been giving her a tour of Orange County, taking her to our favorite beaches and cafes. And last week, actually, we went to LA for the day. It was the second time that Raqia and I drove to LA by ourselves, like without our parents, because my parents really do not like the idea of my sister and I driving in the city. Driving in the suburbs and driving in the city are like two different things. You have to be a certain type of driver to be able to drive in a city and to be able to drive in LA, because LA traffic is truly like no other. Raqia and I drove to LA for the first time when I first arrived, and I actually vlogged all of that. So if you guys want to check out that vlog, it's on my YouTube channel. So this was our second time driving to LA. Everything went smoothly overall. Like, we drove in the city and everything. We took her around. We took her to Santa Monica Pier. We took her to Melrose. We had a good time, and we were on our way back from LA to Orange County, and the traffic was so bad. Usually the drive is about an hour. Somehow it was 2 hours, over 2 hours, like 2 hours and 15 minutes. And so we're sitting in like bumper to bumper traffic throughout the whole drive. We're exhausted. The sun has set because of daylight savings. We're half an hour away from getting back home to Orange County when my sister's car starts rattling and smoking, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it refuses to accelerate. Now, my sister was driving the car, and we were all the way in the carpool lane, and the car was not accelerating. All the cars around us were going like 70 to 90 miles per hour, and our car can only hit a max of like 50 miles per hour. So literally, it was the scariest thing. My cousin and I were trying to help my sister like switch lanes to get all the way over to the right lane so we could pull over, because the car was not accelerating. By some miracle, we ended up pulling the car aside and getting out of the car. My sister immediately turned on the emergency blinkers, and we all just ran out of the car because there was like smoke coming out of the hood of the car everywhere. And my sister immediately started panicking and was like, we need to get as far away from this car as possible, because in her mind, she thought the car was going to blow up. I was still processing everything. I was actually sitting in the back of the car, and I was almost falling asleep right before it. So I wasn't like fully aware of like what was going on, and I was confused why my sister was so panicked. And then she finally explained that the car was breaking down. So essentially, we were pulled over on the side of the highway. It was freezing because it's the winter. At least we weren't on the East Coast, though, because that would have actually been so bad. And we had to have my dad come drive from Orange County to help us, like basically to pick us up. So in the meantime, while we were waiting for my dad to come, a police officer pulls up behind us, and he's like, what is going on? So we explain the situation to him, why we're pulled over. At this point, the smoke has kind of died down, so he tells us to get back into our cars and just wait the highway tow service. And so we're sitting in the car waiting for the highway tow service. They pull up. My dad pulls up pretty quickly after. We get into my dad's car and we start trailing the tow service because they're basically moving the car into a residential parking lot off of the highway. We couldn't even make it off the highway. We couldn't make it to the nearest exit. So we pull into this random neighborhood, and then my sister at this point has already called like our insurance and is calling them to see if they can tow our car back home. They tell us that it's going to be about an hour wait. Mind you, we were so hungry at this point. We already had lunch in LA, but we decided to wait and have dinner at home. And so they tell us that it's going to take about an hour for the tow service to show up. So we're like, okay, we're exhausted, we're hungry, we're tired. 1 hour turns into 2 hours. 2 hours turns into 3 hours. It's taking forever. At this point, we just want to go home. I just wanted to go home and shower, wash my hair, and go to bed. But my dad really wanted to wait for the tow service to pull up just to make sure everything ran smoothly. And so finally, the tow truck pulls up, takes my sister's car, and then my dad is ready to go back. He turns on his car, and the battery is dead. The battery is dead. I genuinely cannot make this up. My phone was about to die when we had to pull over on the side of the highway. And so once my dad picked us up, and while we were waiting for the tow truck to arrive, I was charging my phone. Guess we forgot to turn off the car because my dad's car died. My dad immediately starts booking it and running after the tow man to see if he can jumpstart our car. And thank God the guy wasn't too far away, because he pulls up back around, he jump starts our car, and then we finally get to drive home. We made it home safe, alhamdulillah, but the amount of car trouble that I've had recently, like last night, my sister realized that the car tire had a slash in it. We don't know how it happened. Like, I feel like we have pretty good relations with our neighbors, but somehow the tire just got slashed, and we got a flat tire. Like, it's just so much car trouble all within the last 2 weeks. I don't know what is going on. But I guess, you know, the story is one for the memories for sure. Overall though, I've been having a lot of fun during winter break. I've honestly just been not getting any work done at all whatsoever. I feel like winter break is just one of those times where you really just need to unplug, because you spend the entire year working. And if you don't have at least, you know, once or twice a year where you fully just unplug and enjoy and relax, you will go crazy. So that is what I'm trying to really embody this winter break. And my whole thing is, because I have until the 16th until I have to go back to school, and I have plenty of time after the new year to be productive, I'm just having fun doing what I want, going out, and once the new year hits, then I'll be back on my grind. So with the close of season one, I sent out a feedback form for you guys to kind of just share some of your guys' thoughts and opinions on season one and what you guys think that I could improve going into season two. I really want to listen to your guys' feedback and really just make this podcast as enjoyable as possible. So thank you to everyone who filled out the Google form. It was just like a couple questions, really, really short. I included some polls just about like longer versus shorter episodes. And basically what I'm going to hopefully change for season two is try and do more shorter episodes. I know I've had some interviews that go on pretty long, so when I have really long interviews, breaking those up into part one and part two. The structure of the podcast this year is gonna look how it looked kind of towards the end half of season one. Essentially, I'm gonna do bi-weekly episodes, and I'm gonna try and stick to one interview a month and one solo episode a month. In terms of the Disclaimers Aside podcast Instagram, I want to focus on posting more engaging content and just play around. I have a couple post ideas that I've been brainstorming, but if you guys don't know, Disclaimers Aside does have a Instagram. It's just Disclaimers Aside, no caps, no space, anything like that. The link to it is always in the show notes, and that is just kind of more of like a community space for us to interact, especially since podcasts don't really have comment sections. So I love just hearing your guys' feedback over on there. I love posting on there. I definitely want to post more poetry this year and just get really creative with the posts on Instagram just to make it more engaging and more of a community space. I'm possibly toying with the idea of a summer book club because I've always wanted to do a podcast book club. Essentially, where every month I would choose a book, or we would choose a book. I can even have it so that you guys are able to vote on Instagram. But essentially, every month there would be a book and we would all read it together. At the end of the month, we would have kind of a discussion as a podcast episode. But that is a huge commitment, and I feel like that's definitely a challenging commitment to do during the school year. So I think I might want to do that more as like a summer book club. And then if I ever have time in the future, that's something that I could maybe incorporate as like a regular thing. But I feel like that would be really, really fun to do. And maybe I can hopefully get some guests over the summer that would be willing to also read the book, so it can be kind of more of a discussion-based thing. But I always love when podcasts do summer book clubs, or just in general when I see on online spaces where people do book clubs, because there are some interesting books out there and you can have really in-depth raw conversations about books. Reading is something that's really huge in my life. It's something that permeates in all of my social media presences, so it's something that I would love to bring to Disclaimers Aside. Those are just a few of the things that I want to focus on changing for season two. Now I want to shift gears and talk about the new year and new year's intentions, new year's resolutions, as many people would call them. I personally like to say new year's intentions rather than new year's resolutions, just because I feel like New Year's resolutions can have a stigma around them. Despite the fact that this is Disclaimers Aside, I feel like a disclaimer I would like to make is that I think there's this misperception that with every new year you have to reinvent yourself, and I definitely don't think that that is the case at all. I don't think that you should completely upend and change who you are as a person with every new year, especially if you are happy with who you are and your life. I think the new year is just kind of a time to, or an opportunity to be introspective and be reflective of the past year and to actualize some of the long-term goals that you have for your future. I think in order to set New Year's intentions, you have to be reflective and introspective. And that's why I like to say New Year's intentions, because the most important aspect, I think, of changing your life and setting new goals is intentionality. In the past few years, I've definitely been one to set New Year's goals or resolutions, but recently I've definitely switched over to New Year's intentions, in which I kind of start off the process by thinking about the past year. Oftentimes I'll do a journal entry just reflecting on the good, the bad, and the ugly of that previous year. And that kind of prompts me to think about all of the different ways that I might want to improve my life or just focus on my life. Another way to do this that may be simpler if you're not a fan of traditional styles of journaling, maybe just like listing all of the different facets or aspects of your life that are important to you and thinking about the ways that you want to focus on or improve those aspects of your life. Recently, when I recorded an episode that's going to be coming in season 2 with my friends Isatu and Lula, they were sharing their New Year's intentions, and the way that they were talking about their intentions for this new year really inspired me to hone in on that aspect of being very reflective of the past year. So I'm going to share some of my New Year's intentions. Essentially, a few days ago, I sat down for an hour. I was just feeling very in a funk because I felt like I hadn't really sat down and had quiet time with myself. So I sat down, I listened to some music, I went on Pinterest, I made like a vision board for the year to just get me excited and prompted and thinking about, you know, what I wanted for 2023. I sat down, I journaled about 2022, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then once I kind of had all of that laid down on the table, I sat down and I wrote down some of my New Year's intentions for 2023. So I'm not going to share all of these because, I mean, intentions for the new year are going to be very deeply personal. They should be deeply personal if you're doing it right. So I'm just going to share some of the ones that I'm comfortable sharing with and just kind of the reasoning as to why I want to like focus on this for 2023. And hopefully that'll inspire you guys to do this yourself, do this exercise yourself. So one of the things that I wrote down is that I want to detach happiness from material experiences. I have definitely fallen into materialism, I feel like, and it's just something that as I'm getting older, I want to get out of. I feel like there is a lot of happiness and joy that can be found in, you know, buying things or material experiences. And I just want to pull myself back away from that. I feel like looking back on this year and my spending, it's not about like the amount of money that you spent. It's about the type of things that you've been spending on. And so I think that in order to clean up my spending, I have to kind of think about the mindset that's putting me in that place. And definitely it's tying happiness with material experiences like going out and shopping and buying clothes or buying new books. Falling into that cycle of tying your happiness to spending is just going to leave you feeling empty and devalued in the long run. And it's something that I want to hopefully address now while I'm young. Speaking of reading, my Goodreads goal this year, I talked about it in a video on my YouTube channel. I set my Goodreads goal this year for 52 books. Last year, I actually read 100 books. It was a really, really cool accomplishment. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but I read 100 books last year, and I knew this year wasn't going to be the same. I just knew that last year I had a lot more time. And so with this year, I set my goal for 52 books, which averages to about a book a week, because I thought, you know, that was a pretty good pace for me. I read 36 books this year, which is 69% of my Goodreads goal. And surprisingly, I wasn't upset with myself or disappointed that I didn't accomplish it, because one of my friends was pointing out that probably is a reflection of the fact that I was experiencing new things and I was truly living in the moment and living my life, pursuing new experiences. So I definitely don't see that as a failure, but it is something that I would like to reattempt next year. I do like the average of about a book a week. So I think within that, it's not just about the quantity though. And one thing that I do want to focus on with my reading is reading things that either bring me joy or new knowledge. What I mean by that is that just reading books that just genuinely bring me joy, and like not picking up books based on like the hype or anything like that. BookTok is a cool place, and like the online book community is a really cool place, but I feel like it can be very easy to just fall into the trap of just wanting to read what everyone else is reading. So I want to seek out books that I find genuinely enjoyable and bring me joy, because it is just such a beautiful experience when you read like a really, really good book that touches you in a way or brings you a lot of knowledge. There's a lot you can learn from reading. In a lot of the nonfiction books that I've been picking up this year, I've been learning a lot, and I just want to continue that with the new year. Something else that I want to focus on in 2023 is implementing faith back into the forefront of my daily life. And I also want to learn new surahs. When I was younger, I used to go to Sunday school every week. That was like 6-7 hours a week, you know, spent at the mosque. And then also throughout the week, we would get assigned homework. So we would have the surahs by the end of the week. And I feel like that was like a forced structure of like implementing learning more about Islam in my daily life. As I've gotten older, I don't have that in my life anymore, and I'm having less and less time to dedicate towards that, and it's not already built in. So it's something that I just want to work on making more a part of my daily life. There was a good couple months there where I was reading Quran like every single day, and genuinely, and I was journaling a lot too, and genuinely it was such a great experience. Like I never felt so fulfilled than the 2 months where I was reading Quran like almost every day and journaling about it and just reading and like learning more about Islam. Now that I'm older, I have a translated Quran that's translated in English, and so I've been trying to make my way through the entire thing, just reading surahs, highlighting, annotating. It's definitely a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's something that's very gradual, but I would love to just implement that. It's not always going to be like an everyday thing. At least 3-4 times a week would be really nice. Another thing I want to work on for 2023 is to just practice being a better friend. I think I could definitely do that by reaching out more to people and being the first person who makes plans, because I am the worst at A, texting people and reaching out and like calling and things, and be making plans. It's not that I don't like people. Like, it's not that I don't like my friends or that I don't want to hang out with them. It's just that I genuinely just don't think about it. And I'm just the worst at making plans. That is something that I've definitely observed in my past friendships and relationships. And that is something that I would love to just work on with this new year. I also want to reach out to family more. And what I mean by family is like extended family, and specifically my family back home, and just foster more connections with them as well as with my culture. As I'm getting older, I'm trying to really just become more connected with my culture. And it's hard living in the diaspora and living far away from like the Mauritanian diaspora community, but I just want to make my best effort to continue those connections, because the only connection to my culture that I have is really through my parents, but I'm not going to have my parents forever, unfortunately. And so that work has to be done by me if I want that to continue throughout the rest of my life, inshallah. Back to reading. I want to stop unnecessarily buying books and focus on my physical TBR. I don't have the biggest physical TBR. I know some people have insane TBRs, but I also know a lot of people have like one book unread on their shelves. So I'm having less and less space on my bookshelves, and I need to combat that by reading, like getting through my physical TBR. One thing that's definitely helped me with that is investing in a TBR cart. So I currently have a TBR cart in my room. It's just one of those 3-tier rolling carts where I put all of the unread books on my shelves that I have yet to read on there. That way, if I'm ever in the mood to pick up a new book, I can see my physical TBR right there. You know, every day it stares at me. I just want to get through that. I think this year it's really hard because as new releases come out, it just gets so tempting to buy them. I don't know if it was 2019 or 2020, but I had a really good year one year where I just would read audiobooks. Like anytime I wanted to read a new book, I would read it on audio. And then if I really liked it, I would buy the physical book rather than buying physical books and then not knowing whether I would like it. I just want to focus on keeping my shelves to books that like I really, really loved, that I could see myself rereading again in the future, and just not having a ton of books that I don't really care about on my shelves. This summer, I definitely need to go through and purge my shelves again. I do it every couple months, but it needs to happen this summer. It needs to be like one big purge, and I need to really focus on getting through my physical TBR. So maybe I'll make that a series, because I also need to film more reading vlogs. Another thing, speaking of social media, that I would like to work on is letting go of the fear to post certain things because of public perception. This happens the most on Instagram because I really don't care with YouTube, just because I know you guys are like, seriously, like I'm so grateful to have such a supportive community on YouTube and the podcast. But I feel like on my main Instagram, this is something that like sometimes I just slip into overthinking, because a lot of people in my life that don't necessarily care about the content that I post follow me on my Instagram. I don't have like a separate like personal Instagram and then like my like social media Instagram for content creation. It's all one. I used to have separate ones actually when I first opened Instagram, and then I just ended up merging them because it was just a lot to keep up with. I feel like it's just easier if you're gonna have separate Instagrams to have like defined purposes for the different Instagrams. So obviously like the podcast Instagram is like a separate entity, but sometimes when I'm posting on my personal Instagram, I slip into overthinking of like, are people gonna think I'm annoying? I just need to remind myself that like at the end of the day, it's my social media page. Like I should be able to express myself and post whatever I want without worrying about what other people think. And when I personally follow someone, if I'm not vibing with their content or I get annoyed by their posting, I just unfollow them. The unfollow button is very easy to use. So I just don't want to hold myself back anymore from posting because of fearing the way that I will be perceived by people on social media. The last intention that I have for 2023 that I want to share on this podcast is that I want to learn that it's okay to be vulnerable with people. I feel like when the biggest instance of this is, for example, whenever someone says hi and they say how are you, my automatic response is to say good, how are you? And that's not really an accurate response on my part, and it's something that we all do, I think, and we need to stop doing and actually say how we feel, like how we're actually doing. I don't know, I've noticed myself in the past couple years falling into the habit of always trying to put on this front that everything is fine and everything's perfect. And I also just find that it's really hard for me to open up to people. Like I just am not naturally someone who opens up to people when I first meet them. Obviously there's a balance to be struck, because you don't want to be naive and also just open up too much to people when you're first getting to know them. But I don't know, I think in day-to-day conversations with people, I'm hoping to just learn how to be more open, because I am definitely a closed book. Everyone who meets me says it. I am definitely a closed book. My RBF truly is something else, but that's something that I want to change. So those are some of my 2023 intentions. A lot of these just kind of came to mind after the journaling process. Like genuinely, I had no idea what I wanted to focus on for 2023 until I really sat down and I thought about 2022 and how I wanted things to go differently in 2023. So take the time, take like an hour to do this. It's such a healing experience. Be gentle with yourself and graceful, but also just be honest. And you don't have to share these with anyone. With social media, we feel this pressure to share everything online, but you don't have to share everything online. You know, this should be a deeply personal experience to you. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I'm so excited for season 2, and I hope you guys are too. I'm going to be posting something on Instagram, like a little question box for you guys to share some of your guys' intentions or the things that you guys have or goals that you have for 2023. So if you guys want to share, the space will be on Instagram for you guys to share. I will see you guys in my next podcast episode. Bye.